This is Bird Note. Imagine setting out alone from Block Island off the coast of Rhode Island on an around-the-world sailing voyage. And on the second night, finding an unexpected companion. Here's sailor Brecken Morgan.
This was the very first leg of the voyage, and I was untested. The boat was untested. There was a storm predicted coming up. I left on a bitterly cold November night, heading south on a stiff breeze, and I'm heading offshore alone for the first time in my life. Again, the anxiety levels were very, very high. I came up on deck in the middle of a starless, overcast, windy night. Everything was pitch black, and I saw in the very faint light what I thought was a paper bag sitting on top of the folded dinghy just forward of the hatch. And as I got a little bit closer, I realized that it was a cormorant, I didn't realize till next morning what type of bird it was, but I got close enough, and it stood up, let its wings out in this dark shape, and then settled back down and put its head under its wing and started to go to sleep again, I assumed. And I thought, my God, if this bird can sleep on a rocky, rolly boat in the middle of a windy, bitter, cold night, you know, I can sleep too. And so there was this final kind of relaxation, almost like it had shown up to tell me that it's okay to sleep on a rolling boat in the middle of an ocean on a cold, dark night.
To learn more about Brecken's voyage and see his paintings of the journey, begin at birdnote.org.